U.S. Senator Shelley Moore Capito and Michael Botticelli, director of the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy, met in Morgantown this week to talk about the economic and social effects of drug addiction, opioid addiction especially. Director Botticelli says throughout the nation, younger people in suburbs and rural areas are finding themselves addicted to opioids.
Which really challenge us, you know, because sometimes these people are very isolated. They might not have immediate access to treatment programs. So I think we have to think differently, not only as a nation, but also as communities, about what kind of infrastructure we have in place, how we reach out to some of these really isolated people and isolated communities, and make sure that we're engaging them in care.
Botticelli says one compelling detail that surfaced during the roundtable in Morgantown came from local economists. Botticelli and Capito heard about how area businesses are finding it difficult to hire people who can pass a drug screen.
And so if you can't pass the initial drug screen, your entry into the job market is pretty much shot. And so it just adds to the despair and the destruction, your own self-destruction.
Neither Capito nor Botticelli talked too much about why so many young people are self-destructing, except to say that prescription pain pills are still too easy to access. The roundtable did discuss efforts to expand evidence-based public health and public safety approaches to reduce drug use and its consequences. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.